Musa vinderera qua.
Some days test your limits. The sweat, the push, it all takes its toll. But you're not a quitter. You rise. Fit Sports Drink gives you the edge. Packed with electrolytes for hydration and antioxidants to fight fatigue. Fit by Vatra. Fit for life.
The news on Kombon Radio is brought to you by Fit Sports Drink. Fit by Vatra. Fit for life.
Kombon Radio News. Kombon at 6:30 hours.
12:45.
And at 8:50. Kombon Radio 94.9. It's Kombon. Hakuna kulala.
The headlines on Kombon Radio.
Kamwala residents are condemned mob justice after suspected thief are beaten. Government are commended for strengthening disease surveillance at border points. And in African news, questions over safety as 16 pupils die in another Kenya school fire. Good afternoon. It is a Friday, the 29th of May, 2026. And to present the news in detail, my name is Sylvester Kaumba. Some residents of Lusaka's Kamwala Township have condemned the beating of a suspected thief who was caught after he allegedly attempted to steal a side mirror from a vehicle parked outside a house owned by a man of Indian origin. The incident prompted angry residents to take the law into their own hands. Eyewitnesses told Kombon Radio News that such acts should not be condoned in society, adding that youths should avoid engaging in theft and instead work hard for their livelihoods. And a resident identified as David Banda, who helped rescue the suspected thief, said members of the public should not take the law into their own hands, but should instead report such cases to the police.
Stealing is not right. There are a lot of things that you can do. You can volunteer to work for people, to wash for people in the community, in houses, and you get monies out from there.
But one of the pupils who witnessed the incident supported the beating, saying people work hard to acquire their property and that no one should expect to get things on a silver platter. Meanwhile, the owner of the vehicle, who refused to be recorded, said this was not the first time thieves had targeted their home, revealing that four phones were stolen during a previous break-in. And in a related development, Copper Belt Police Commissioner Mwala Yui says there will be no lenience in cases of copper theft, stressing that copper is the wealth of the nation. Speaking in Dola during the display of a trucker suspected to have been carrying copper concentrate, Mr. Yui warned that anyone involved in such crimes will face the full force of the law. He said the truck was intercepted at the Kafulafuta checkpoint after the driver allegedly presented falsified documents claiming he was transporting copper ore. Mr. Yui says the police suspect the cargo was actually copper concentrate and samples have since been taken to the Copperbelt University for analysis. He added that investigations are ongoing, with several local and foreign individuals reportedly coming forward claiming ownership of the material.
So already we know that the materials that are in this container here is actually wealth, national wealth, not personal wealth. So our colleagues who are too clever wanted to, you know, use a shortcut to have this material, sell it and enrich themselves. But then we are here, like you always promised, that will not leave any stone unturned. We are turning the stone right now.
A resident of a Komashi area in Mukushi district, Evans Malula, has appealed to parents, school committees and the traditional leaders to unite in renovating community schools to improve learning conditions for pupils. Mr. Malula says some schools in the area are in a poor state and require urgent rehabilitation to create a conducive learning environment for learners. He has since called on community stakeholders to take an active role in supporting school development projects, saying collective efforts will help improve education standards and provide children in Komashi with better learning facilities.
Community school,
The Medicines Research and Access Platform has recommended government for strengthened disease surveillance and screening at the country's point of entry. MedRap Secretary General David Banda says the measures being implemented through the Ministry of Health and the Zambia National Public Health Institute show government's commitment to protecting citizens from possible disease outbreaks. Mr. Banda says the lessons learned from the COVID-19 pandemic have improved Zambia's response capacity through better surveillance systems and improved coordination mechanisms. He, however, says there is still need for heightened vigilance to ensure the country is fully prepared in the event of an Ebola outbreak. And Mr. Banda has called for intensified screening at all border posts, airports and other entry points, while urging authorities to strengthen surveillance systems nationwide.
The issue of Ebola virus, the breakout in Congo, and our government's readiness, I feel the government should have learned some lessons from the COVID-19 pandemic that we had. So from those lessons that learned, this time should be easier for us to be able to contain the Ebola virus if anything comes to our country. So far, we are happy to see that government has started serious screening on the ports of entry. So this is important so that we can identify the suspect, isolate them as soon as possible, so that transmission can also be limited, than allowing those people to come and mix with the larger population in the country. So let's intensify the screening at all ports of entry.
We now have our current business rates, and when we come back, join us for the rest of the news.
These business rates are brought to you by MTN.
Ela, chokako. Bwana wa mabwana afika.
Oh, so ndo bwana wa mabwana. Ni phone ya wagula.
Manje, wizi valola maximwati. It's for the biggest bosses.
You heard right. Unganikale, bwana wa mabwana with MTN's Alola Max. A fast 4G smartphone with a big screen, good camera, long-lasting battery, 32GB memory storage, and 2 SIM card slots. All for just 795 kwacha. The Alola Max also comes with 3GB free data every month for 3 months. Alola Maximwe. Get yours today from any MTN service center. MTN, what are we doing today?
Current business rates on Company Radio.
My business rate, mitengo, zama oja, zamene tarangira, ife, ta Company Radio, nizi.
50 kg repu, 150. 50 kg chihuahua, 180. 50 kg kalembula, 150. 50 kg ondwe, 140. 50 kg delele, 250. 50 kg impo